This is KSL's Religion Today, a weekly look at religion and spirituality here at home and around the world. Now, here's your host, Martin Tanner, on KSL News Radio.
Welcome. This is Religion Today. I'm your host, Martin Tanner. It's a pleasure to have in studio with me T.C. Christensen, who has been producing films for many, many years. Welcome to our studios, T.C.
I love to come and see you, Martin. This is a fun part of the film process, is getting to see you.
Well, the pleasure is all mine. And for those of you who know of T.C.'s films, you know how wonderful they are. For those of you who may not, I will tell you that he has made some of the most amazing films that I have personally ever seen that are involved in LDS and related themes. And the ones that I personally like the most would be number one on the list, The Cokeville Miracle, mm-hmm. because I knew a number of the people who were involved in that amazing story. Mm-hmm. And probably number two, 17 Miracles, which I also thought was fabulous. But Ephraim's Rescue would be a close third, and you've done many, many others as well. For those of you who like history and who like documentary and who like, of course, you know, documentary, that's sort of a bad word in production of films in some ways. But I love the way you produce films because they are so accurate. In this particular film that we're going to talk about today, you use the diaries of the people involved. And that's your method for all filmmaking, at least that I'm aware of. You try to be precise and accurate. So T.C., welcome, and tell our listeners your approach to filmmaking.
I do love a true story. To me, if you hear a story that's fiction, it can be fantastic, can be terrific. But if you realize that the things you're watching actually happened, to me that adds this whole other idea of, boy, I really am zippity about this story. And this is another one of my true stories. And we really try to tell a true story. That doesn't mean that I don't have to sometimes embellish something, or there's something we don't know how it happened, and so I have to. And dialogue.
You don't know all the dialogue, exactly.
I know what they said. I know a gist of what they said. So we, of course, do that. But I made a list on this film of the things that I really kind of made up, and the list was about 3 lines long.
For those of you who can't see through the airwaves, it's like 1 inch. It's a small little amount.
And then I also made a list of everything that's true. And it's pages. It would be a couple of pages. And that's good. That's a goal of mine.
The other thing that I like about your films is that it's not secondhand, thirdhand, maybe stuff. You go straight to the sources. What sources did you use for this? Well, tell everybody the name of this film, the basic storyline, and then the sources you use.
Our film is Escape from Germany, true story of the evacuation of Mormon missionaries out of Germany right before the war was going to start in 1939. My greatest source for this material is that there is a book written by a young lady from southeastern Idaho, Terry Montague, and she got the bug and started going around and interviewing these people who had been evacuated in the 70s, and several of them had already died. And at this point, they've all passed on. If she wouldn't have done that, it would be pretty much a lost story, because most of them didn't have a diary or a journal. This is mostly from Terry's interviews.
Very cool story. And explain for our audience what it was that drew you into this story.
Boy, there's several things. It wasn't like, oh, one thing, just the fact that they evacuated and got out before World War II. Well, that's kind of the interesting action, but there were other elements to it, like that to get these missionaries out, the mission president, who's in charge of all these missionaries, he assigned one missionary. Now, we're not used to, in our culture, of one missionary. It's always two. You see one, you see two. It's two of them going around. But for some reason that I don't know the answer why, he said, one guy, I want you to go. Well, see what? That's Clint Eastwood to me. That's one guy against the Nazis and the German shepherds. And the, that makes for a more personal story.
One of the other things that's amazing about this story is that if you didn't know it was true, it would almost not be believable because of the miracles that happened. Talk about just a few of those.
I love miracles. I'm drawn in some way to telling stories that deal with miracles. And had there not been miracles, I don't know how that would have turned out for these missionaries, because there are several things that happened that are just unexplainable. And you just look at it and you go, really? That happened? That guy, this head missionary that to get him out, his name was Norm Seybold. And he was able to pull off some things that just amaze me still. I see it on film and think, wow, this is good.
This is really amazing. You always, to make a film, have to have a cast. You have to have a location to shoot a film. Yep. Talk about some of the obstacles and about how you overcame them and how you found your cast.
Well, we were going to do this film before COVID. We were almost ready to shoot, and then that hit and it delayed us. But I had already done probably 80% of the casting. And you know, my hero in filmmaking is Frank Capra. And Frank Capra, great director of the 30s and 40s primarily, he said that 80% of directing is casting. You get the right person in the role, and they'll just grab me by the nose and pull me through the movie. You get the wrong person, and it's a struggle, though, every scene. So I put a lot of time into casting. And it's a little difficult because we try to cast local people. We don't have the money to be bringing people in from all over, and we don't go Screen Actors Guild. We just can't afford to. And as a result, we have a way small pond of people to choose from. So we really look through that pond and try to find the right people. My hero of this film, Paul Wuthrich, he plays Elder Norm Seybold, and he is terrific. I think you'll be really impressed by him on screen.
That's exciting. We're speaking with T.C. Christensen about his new film, Escape from Germany, about how right before World War II started, 79 missionaries were miraculously brought out from harm's way out of Germany. We have just a couple of minutes in this segment, T.C. Talk also about the rest of the casting, who they were, because there's a great story there, and about where you decided to film this, because it's not everywhere in the world that you can find a World War II era train.
Well, I'll tell you, a different thing for me casting this film is I had to have quite a few people who could speak German. There aren't that many in our Intermountain area that do. But you know who does a lot are return missionaries, people who have been there on missions or spent time over there in Germany in a school session or whatever. And several of our actors in this film have never been in a movie before, never been in a commercial, never on a play, nothing. And I brought them in and tried to give them a part that I thought they could pull off, and they do. And they have to speak German in it, and they pulled it off. We needed to have a bunch of extras for the film because it's all train stations and so forth. Well, to play those extras, we took a big effort and went out and found descendants of the actual missionaries. And they came every day, and every day they made me cry because I'd look at them. They were there to honor their ancestor. And that's who you see in behind the scenes in the film.
Very, very cool. We're speaking with T.C. Christensen about his new film, Escape from Germany, which is just out in theaters. Stay tuned. We'll be right back in a few more minutes to talk about some of the details of the film itself. Oh, you're good. Really going to like this one. You're really going to like this one. Stay tuned. I'm Martin Tanner. This is Religion Today. If you have a question about this show or any other program, feel free to send me an email to martinstanner@gmail.com. martinstanner@gmail.com. We'll be right back.
Religion Today with host Martin Tanner continues on KSL News Radio.
I hope you recorded that.
We are back. I'm Martin Tanner in studio. With me, T.C. Christensen, who has just come out with a brand new film. And for those of you who don't know T.C. Christensen, you really should, and you will soon. He's made a number of films, and my favorites personally are 17 Miracles, Ephraim's Rescue, and the Cokeville Miracle. Those are just spectacular, but he's done many, many others. Do you have a favorite film that you've made?
Well, I have to say this one, because if I tell you, Martin, oh, back when I was a young man, like, boy, you had a crappy career. But this was really a delight, this film to make, Escape from Germany. I'm going to say Escape from Germany.
That's fair. That's fair. And this is a wonderful film. So when we took our break, we were talking about where this was filmed and how, and you mentioned a wonderful thing, which was that many of the descendants of the missionaries who were involved in this actually portrayed parts as extras. How did you find them? How did you go about finding them?
Well, the author of the book, Terry Montague, had been in touch with the families because she had interviewed their ancestor and had their phone numbers and so forth, and she's really who got us hooked up, and then of course we kind of go deeper into that, and they are a great group of people. They wanted to be there and came, some of them from other states, so they could be here and honor their ancestor.
Well, that's wonderful. You know, if somebody said, gee, you could be in a film about your great-grandfather or grandfather, I can see how that would be enticing to many. Wonderful. Where did you film this?
We filmed in two places, basically, in the Utah area, and then we also went to Budapest, Hungary. Budapest has some great train stations and old trains, and they allowed us to get in there and give the look of a much bigger film, as opposed to having to try to act like Utah is everything in Germany, because it's not.
Because it's not, yeah. You got Siegfried's Deli and, you know, beyond that, kind of tough. Okay, so the film itself, before we dive into the contents, where can people see this? How can someone who's not in the United States see it? And how can people who are in Utah and elsewhere find the film?
It opened theatrically, just kind of an Intermountain West opening on the 11th of April. We're moving that. It goes Arizona and Idaho, Las Vegas. And after a few weeks, we have to kind of take a look and see how much farther we can go. It will not go theatrically past the U.S., but we'll be going this summer into streaming. And that's how, you know, we get on as many of the major platforms as we can, and then anybody in the world can see it.
And I'll make one other comment here. If a lot of people come out the first weekend, the first week or two, this film will keep going and in the theaters, and will probably spread to some other locations.
Yes, so that's important.
If you are going to see this film, go see this film right away.
Thank you.
And another comment that I have is we should be supporting our wonderful Utah filmmakers of whom TC is right up there at the top of the list, in my personal private opinion. And he didn't even twist my arm to say that because I believe it's true. And also, because of that, we should support our local filmmakers. I bought a couple of tickets for this. If other people that you think even might want to go see this, buying some tickets, encourage other people to see it, get some extra tickets for anybody who might have interest.
We don't have the money to do a big advertising campaign. Our best advertising is somebody sees it and word of mouth, and they go and tell their neighbors, hey, see that film that bald-headed guy made? Hey, he finally made a pretty good one. And that's how it gets out. So I appreciate it when people do that.
Not the finally made a pretty good one, made another really, really good one. So let's talk about the contents of the film, the basic storyline. We've alluded to it, but tell a little bit more about it and maybe a few of the miracles here without revealing the whole plot, as they say, which we wouldn't have time to do anyway.
Well, the mission president chose one man, Norman Seybold, to go out and find them. And I think he did that for two reasons. One is he was kind of a big, tough guy. He had played football. He was a farm boy, had been raised doing hard things. And he wouldn't back down. We have a scene where he stands up to a policeman who has a gun. And he stands up to that policeman, and I'm just amazed he'd do that. When I was a missionary and a policeman had come to me, I'd just start crying. I wouldn't have stood up to him. He had that quality. And the second quality he had was he was amazingly spiritual. And he could sense that things were wrong or they were right and continue or to stop in the direction he was going in ways that, as I even sit and watch the film, I go, boy, that guy was just amazingly in tune.
He seemed to have the quality of being able to be led by the Spirit to get around difficulties. Talk especially about the trailer part where somehow this guy in Utah, the president of the church, I shouldn't just call him a guy in Utah, knows more about world events that are going to come up in the near future than
we
the president.
We have a scene that was, I didn't make it up, this is was given to me by their accounts, where one of the elders goes to the U.S. Consul General to ask him, hey, it looks to us like that the war's going to start soon. What do you know about it? And he says, we don't know anything about that. We have U.S. intelligence. It's in terrific stuff, and we don't know about it. How do you know about it? And he said, well, we have a prophet, and I think he knows more about it than the U.S. intelligence does. And he was right. It was coming time that the war was going to start, and had they not had that head start of trying to get him out, there could have been a lot of these missionaries trapped inside Germany, which would not have been good.
How many missionaries were there? How many did they have to evacuate?
Well, there were 85 in this mission, but about 6 of them were Germans. So they don't evacuate. They live there. They're just going to continue with their lives as this goes on. But the 79 were, you know, the trouble that they had to get them out, or they could be, you know, they weren't thought of as welcome. What are you guys doing in our country? And what are you really about, these young men that are walking around? Are you spies or whatever? They didn't like that. So best thing is to get them out.
So of the 79 that were left that were not native Germans, how many of them made it out?
You have to go see the movie. All you people out there in radio land.
I'll give you a hint. It's a pretty high number.
Yes, it is pretty high. But, yeah, that's actually kind of the climax of the film. So I want you to see it.
That is the crux of the film. You handled that very well. So the casting and the storyline, as a producer, how do you come up with the way to tell a story that makes sense to the audience?
That's a good question, Mark, because what you just said at the end that makes sense to the audience. I really try to make films that the audience will believe what I'm telling them. I'm telling them it's true, but so that it's told in a way that is interesting. And there are rules of structure in writing, and I'm not a believer in, oh, you have to do this on page 6 and you have to do that on page 20. But I do know that you have to have a protagonist that people care about. And if a protagonist has certain qualities, like that he's on an adventure for good, not for himself, but he's trying to help others, that's a good quality. It makes an audience like them.
And in this one, you have the devil and the Lord, and the Lord's missionaries, and an obstacle to overcome. And it's an amazing story. Escape from Germany, a new movie by T.C. Christensen. Go find it in theaters everywhere. It's a spectacular film. You will not be sorry if you did. You will be thrilled if you go see it. T.C., thank you so much for coming in to Religion Today.
Oh, it's always fun to talk to you, Martin. You're great. Thanks.
We will do it again, I'm sure, when your next film comes out.
I hope
we can chat in between then. Join me again next week for another episode of Religion Today. I'm Martin Tanner, your host.